Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
And offer me a job at the Secretary of State's office.
And so your official title is what right now?
I am the photo video specialist. Do everything except for the governor's office, though.
But you have done a lot of governor's stuff in the past, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've done 13 presidential candidates.
And somebody we know today, too, right?
Yeah, and the last one was Donald Trump. I was obsessed with wood carving.
Tell me how you got into this.
I'll go back to my daughter here, who's a huge Harry Potter fan. And if you're familiar with Harry Potter, they all got their own little special character magic wands. So I thought it'd be kind of neat to make her one. And so she loved them, and I ended up carving her three or four more. Then my son asked me, because we both fish and hunt a lot, carve me a crappie. So I carved a crappie. Crappie is the one that had won second place in the world event. It's more than a hobby. So it's more of a bragging rights type deal, plus world title. I mean, there's people from all over the world, literally all over the world that come to sing. And I made friends with guys in Sweden, Iceland, the UK, Germany. I've got guys all over the world that I'm friends with that follow me on my YouTube channel.
That's incredible.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Tomcast. This is Tom Wilkins. I have a special guest, so hang around.
That was a teaser.
Welcome back to Tomcast. I'm Tom Wilkins, and my special, special friend over here, everybody needs a special friend, Danny Harris over here. Danny, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
The excitement is brewing here in the studio. Danny, you and I go way back. I mean, way back before there was time, practically. Yeah. That's how far we go back to I was telling somebody today that Tony Witt era is, I think, the first time I met you. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes.
You came in, you were snapping pictures of this Elvis guy.
Actually, I met you at the Tusk Club meeting. And here in Hot Springs.
It's Arlington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I came up to you and said, hey, you do Elvis. You ever have any Elvis and tribute artists there?
Right.
And you just kind of went, yeah.
Yeah. So
everybody and their brother comes up and says,
Don't bother me, son. Yeah. Don't bother me. And then we went on later to become friends. Well, at least that's what the story is. Anyway, Danny, it's been way too long to get you in here, but we had to wait till I built a studio anyway. So what the heck? Let's go back. How did you start I know you started out, I think, in photography. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
Still do it. Yeah.
Let's go back to the little Danny. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up here in Arkansas and mostly in Alexander, Sling County.
Okay.
We lived in Little Rock briefly for about 8 years. And then I was born in Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm sorry.
Yankee born, rebel raised.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mother used to tell me I was made in Arkansas, though.
All right.
So I didn't know what that meant until I was about 18.
I don't see the sign anymore. So, yeah.
But anyway, we lived in Little Rock for a little while. Then we moved out to Alexander and been out there 57 years.
So you're still living out there?
Yes. Yeah. We lived away for a little while when I was still married to the other one.
Yeah.
But after my mom and dad started getting up in age, we moved a house out there, and we've been there ever since.
Okay. And where'd you go to high school?
Bryant. Went to Bryant High School.
Okay.
So
graduated. Any great memories of Bryant?
No, our football team sucked at the time. Kind of like the Razorbacks right now.
Well, you know, that they say it's coaching. I don't know.
Well, they fired Sam.
Yeah, they did.
No, just that's where I met my Your current wife, yeah. When she went there too, and
we refer to them as best wife so far.
The best wife so far, yes.
That's right.
Yes. But yeah, it was just went through school. I coasted through, you know, C average.
A, you're an average kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, A's in course art and in biology. So
biology.
Yeah. So the sciences.
Well, that came in handy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know to who, but you could make a career out of that kind of, couldn't you?
Yeah.
So you kind of were you like the wallflower of the class, or what was some of your interests?
Yeah,
back in the day?
I was boring. I didn't, and you know, I had a few friends we hung around with. We didn't have that. We weren't the popular kids in school. So
yeah.
We sat at our cars and trucks at lunch and just talked about hunting and fishing.
Well,
basically. And girls.
Oh, girls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh,
okay. Girls came up every once in a while.
Okay. Well, most of my friends that know you say that you really were quite boring.
Yeah.
Growing up. But then something happened. You got interested in high school in photography, or?
Yeah, I was doing, I actually started taking pictures earlier than that, but really getting into it was around in high school. Yeah.
Okay. And so how did it develop into your career?
Kind of coasted with it for a long time. You know, always had a camera with me doing, you know, taking pictures of something. And
the old Polaroid where the picture came.
Yeah,
out.
I had a Polaroid. Then I had the little 110 Instamatics.
And, I remember those.
Yeah. And then.
You are pretty old.
Yeah.
No. But so you started out and you were, did you have your own little developing studio at one time?
I didn't. I developed in high school. I didn't do anything at home developing-wise. Okay. I did do it in high school.
Your parents wouldn't let you have chemicals
yeah.
at the time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So help me out here. What happened then?
Well, after high school, I went straight to work and, but I went to work as a mechanic.
A mechanic?
As a mechanic.
I got to talk to you about my car.
No, nothing about cars.
Oh, nothing about cars. What kind of mechanic?
This is from, I knew, cars, but it was from like the 60s models up to about the 70s models after they got computers in them.
Oh, you don't, was done. You don't understand computers
Not in the cars, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you dabbled in that, then what?
Well, went from auto mechanic to heavy equipment mechanic for a rental company. I'm not going to mention their name, but for a rental company. Worked with them for, oh gosh, 10 or 12 years.
Okay.
And then I went into welding.
Welding?
I was a welder.
You skirted everywhere around your profession today. I mean, it was way out there stuff. And
I was still painting in the background. Drawing, painting, was always drawing and painting. They were taking pictures of what I was going to draw and paint. And that's kind of how the photography thing started. I would go out and paint and take pictures of what I was painting.
Right.
And of course, landscapes and wildlife was always my main focus.
You know, the mind's a terrible thing to waste, and so is talent. But at what point in time you dabbled in painting, you said?
I painted a lot, drew and painted a lot, and then went into, got a friend of mine that had a gallery, and, well, he wasn't actually a friend, but I knew him, and he taught me into bringing some stuff in to work on, to sell.
Okay.
And I actually came down here to Hot Springs one time.
All right.
And had some paintings out, and walked into one of the galleries down there and asked the lady about, you know, how can we show some work?
Involved, yeah.
She's kind of like, well, I don't know, we get a lot of artists in here.
And that lady didn't work there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes, if you bring some by sometime, I said, well, I got some in my trunk. So I took some into her, and she immediately said, I want to feature you as the artist of the week or the month or whatever they were doing.
Things must have been pretty slim back in those days for the lady, huh?
Yeah. So we set it up and came down here, and I was the featured artist of the month down here.
Wow.
I don't remember what year that was.
87,
88, somewhere in there.
Oh, it's in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't know where you're going with that. But gosh, you know, all these years that I've known you, which has been substantial, I might say, I never knew that you were an artist. You never talked about it. You're anything but braggadocious.
Yeah.
That's the word of the day, by the way. You have to say that three times before we're done here today. But I never really knew that about you. I knew that you like popcorn. I knew that, you know, I knew your eating habits. By the way, you've lost a few pounds.
Almost 90 pounds.
Almost 90 pounds. Are you kind of plateaued now at this?
No, I'm
we're trying to get down to your original weight.
50 more, yeah.
Like 8 pounds, 7 ounces?
Try to get 185.
Oh, I thought.
And then I'll come back up.
Birth weight, I didn't know.
Running this back up because I'm losing muscle mass too.
Don't scare me with that. Most people out there don't know that Danny and I actually were, at one time, we were a professional wrestling act.
Yeah.
And I was like the manager and he was the big old, how much did you weigh?
327.
327, 327 pounds. And he'd go out there. I can't remember. Did you call yourself the Crusher, Danny the Crusher? I just can't remember that. Those days are long gone. But we both, like I said, are getting down there. We, you know, those little kids on Facebook, you see the little babies doing that. I want to see one of you and me someday.
Yeah,
doing that. Anyway. So you're bouncing around. You like to paint, and you went to Bryant and. And what? Tell me something good that happened.
Well, since I was doing so much photography, I had a ton of pictures, and I had a niece, Brooke. She asked me to shoot her wedding. She was getting married, and she asked me if I'd shoot her wedding.
Oh, you mean take
photos of her wedding?
Shooting is a bad word.
And I said, Brooke, I don't know anything about shooting weddings.
Really?
But I did it, and she liked it. And somebody else asked me later on, so I started kind of rolling on that.
Okay.
Shooting some weddings and some senior portraits here.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Just doing it on the side. I was still working full time. And then I got hooked up with some schools and started shooting some schools and church directories. And then came Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee.
Yeah, you know, I think.
He's a dear friend of mine. So yeah. Go ahead.
But Mike and I went to church together.
Okay.
And when he ran his first time for president, he asked me to do his official campaign photos.
And you told him that you had already done weddings, so you were really experienced, right?
So we got set up and did his official campaign photos and ended up doing some other events with him after that. And then, of course, he dropped out of the race.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember Alice Stewart. Do you remember the name Alice Stewart?
Yes, I do.
She was his press secretary at the time.
All right.
And she went, when he dropped out of the race, she went over to the RPA to work with the RPA. And then she called me one day to shoot an event for them.
What's the RPA for somebody who doesn't understand what that is?
Republican Party of Arkansas.
Okay, I just want to make sure they know.
She called me for an event to shoot. And I think it was, I can't remember what presidential candidate it was. Tim Pawlenty was at the time he was
household word that I've already forgotten.
I think he was governor of Minnesota or Michigan or something.
Okay, that makes sense.
Anyway, so I did that event, shot their event, and ended up shooting some Tusk Club events. And before long, they were using me for everything. The RPA was using me for every event. And so I quit my job and went in.
Doing the trucks. Is that the job you had at the time?
The heavy equipment.
The heavy equipment stuff, yes.
So I went into it full time. I was welding at the time.
Welding?
Yeah. So I took a welding job.
Welding, you still can't fix my car. Okay, go ahead.
So I quit all that and dove full time into photography because at the time I had four or five schools that I was shooting, and that was making me more money than I was making in 6 months. welding.
Okay, now let's stop for a second there. What kind of cameras back in those days were there, honestly? What did you kept upgrading?
Well, when I started,
you had, or?
Yeah, I mean, I was shooting digital before I started the business. I mean, I was shooting film cameras for up until the early 80s.
All right.
And I tried my first digital camera just to see if I'd like it, because I didn't think I would. And I ended up liking it and just went from there, because I knew that's what the direction it was going. And I've been called a Photoshop guru, so that was, it just fits seamlessly with into Photoshop.
Right. Right.
So it's, I went digital, never looked back. So.
Well, I remember one time you called me up and said, Tom, I'd like to Photoshop you in to a picture that I have. I says, well, sure. What kind of picture? He says, well, it's with me. We've never taken a picture together. And so it kind of went viral. I think 10 people saw it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that, so keeping up with the times is really, it's tough in that industry. You don't go there and you don't take the pictures and then send them off to Walmart or wherever you take them and get them back 14 days later. And I don't like those shots at all. Yeah.
I had a website at the time and it was set up to where when people would make an order, it would automatically go to the printer. They would print it and it would be shipped directly to them.
Wow.
So I didn't have to. I mean, I used to proof, I'd have them shipping to me first, and then I would proof them just to make sure. But once I got to trust the printer, then I would just, it would just go straight to them after they made their order.
Okay.
Well,
okay, so you're doing the weddings, you're doing Governor Huckabee, you're doing all these people in other realms of the Republican Party that we can't remember any of their names, because back in that day it was all Democrats around, and you know, they all didn't, except for Mike Huckabee.
Well, when I started the politic end of it, Arkansas was becoming a red state at the time. Matter of fact, I was in, I quit pretty much doing weddings and senior portraits, and I shot a lot of kids' sports, but the political end of it kept me, I mean, I was hot.
Busy.
And kept me busy.
Busy.
So I started getting calls from representatives and senators and want me to do their their photo campaign shots and all that sort of thing. So it kept me pretty busy. And one of the ones I did was Mark Martin, our Secretary of State. And one of his campaign guys called me one day and offered me a job at the Secretary of State's office in the photography department. And I went down and interviewed. And
you're still 300 pounds at this time, or were you
roughly? Yeah,
roughly.
Yeah.
Okay, big guy.
I was 300 pounds until last June.
Just to clarify this, last June, folks, write this down.
Yeah, but they sent me come in and interviewed with them, and went home. Said, okay, we'll call you.
Yeah,
and 2 weeks later they called me and said, we hired somebody else. Thank you for coming in. So that's okay. I'm still doing photography.
Me is a manager for you know. Okay, go ahead.
So it was about a year or so there. They called me again. I don't know if I want to come in, apply.
They fired the other guy.
Well, the other guy took another job. And so they asked me. He didn't quit. They didn't fire him. He just he took another job, teaching job, I think.
All right.
So they called me back in. Met with him, talked with him. Okay, we'll let you know here in a couple of days. And then they called me. They hired the guy's wife. So, okay, that's fine. I still got plenty of jobs in photography going. And then the next call I got was from Joseph Wood, who was Mark Martin's chief deputy at the time.
Right.
And Mark Martin had already took office. And Joseph Wood called me because I knew him from all the events we shot. And he said, Danny, would you like to come in, like to hire you? And I said, well, you know, Joseph, I've been down there twice already, and they hired somebody else.
And you're fed up with them.
Yeah.
This whole job interview stuff sucks, okay?
But he said, he goes, if you want the job, you got it.
Wow.
So I took the job, and I've been there 13 years now, I think.
So are you still—
15 years.
Are you still making $8.17 an hour?
No, 825.
825. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And so your official title is what right now?
I am the photo video specialist.
Okay.
I do all anything has to do with the Capitol, senators, representatives, any event, and we do a lot of public service announcement videos and photos and do everything except for the governor's office. Unless she has something to do with an event we're doing, we don't cover her because she's got her own media staff.
Okay.
So.
But you have done a lot of governor's stuff in the past, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've done, going back to the RPA.
Yeah.
I've shot 13 presidential candidates.
And somebody we know today, too, right?
Yeah. And the last one was Donald Trump.
Yep.
Down here in Hot Springs.
I remember that. Yeah.
Sure. It was about 2 weeks before he announced.
Yep.
But his campaign also called me. He came back after he announced to do some kind of rally at Bart Coliseum, and I went and shot that.
Okay.
And then,
could you Photoshop me in with Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Just so I have something there. It makes me look important.
I'd make it. Yeah.
Okay. I'll expect that next week.
Yeah.
Wow. So you, there's not a lot of political, at least Republican folks, and some Democrats, I assume.
Oh yeah, we do. Republicans and Democrats, bad. I don't say it's a bad
You're
thing.
You're non-political in that world.
Yeah, we try to remain neutral. You know, we shoot them all.
Sure. So. Have you ever done sporting events or anything like that?
Yeah, I used to shoot. When I started the photography business, I shot some kids soccer. Kids sports was the moneymaker. And then I shot a little bit of. I got to shoot a little bit of the Razorbacks a couple times on a guest thing. And then there was a semi-pro team in town at the time called the Rhinos, and they were made up of college players that didn't make it pro and high school players that didn't make it to college. So it was fun. I mean, there's some big guys. It was fun to watch. It didn't last long, but it was still fun.
Right.
Shot all of them.
Okay. Who has there ever been anybody, and we're going to get off the photography in just a second here, but is there anybody that you've wanted to, I don't like the word shoot in today's word, but what is the correct word? Help me out here. This is what
celebrity was you're talking about?
Yes. You know, just anybody that you really wish that you'd been able to do that. Because I can make this happen. I know, we got 50,000 viewers out there and plus, so just let me know.
Well, there's not anybody really jumps out of my head. I've shot some celebrities, Lee Greenwood, Tom Wilkins.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to Photoshop my president with me. Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Well, but what a career you've had. I've actually been over in your office. Susan and I were over there one day. And we were actually trying to find the bathroom, and we just walked in, and there's Danny Harris, and he said, "Hey, come on in. We don't get many visitors in here," and we got to take the whole tour. But it's great. Is it in kind of in the basement or first?
Yeah, floor? My office is in the basement.
That's the one we were
the lower level.
Yeah,
right off the elevator. Yeah,
that's where the bathrooms were.
Yeah,
but no, you have a wonderful office, and you have some. Couple people in there working that are
got two other photographers, and then we have a graphics arts guy that does all our graphic artwork.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Okay, why don't you do the graphic card? Aren't you?
Because he does it. He's been doing it he's been there
longer than
40 something years.
Well, we're gonna let him keep his job for right now. And if you see this video, what's his name?
Rick.
Rick, you're safe, bud. I'll get
let
you.
Let me mention Jerry and Lori too. So
okay. All right. Anybody else?
No, that's it.
How about the never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to go a different direction. I'm not going to go there. All right. Then let's get around to this little guy right here. I don't know if you can see this on camera, but this is that a bluegill?
It's a bluegill.
That is a bluegill. Even I recognize that. I caught a lot of those when I was young. I grew up in Onalaska, Wisconsin, and for all my friends back in Wisconsin that's still there, all my classmates, most of them are still there going, when do we get out of this place? No, but they're there, and Onalaska's the sunfish capital of the world and always has been since I was a little boy. And they've got one there that's about, well, it's like that, but about 5,000 feet the bigger. Giant, it's just it's one of those big deals. And I've had my picture taken. I'll send you a picture of it. Yeah. I'll Photoshop Trump in there.
Yeah.
With it too. You know, maybe you can do that and send it back. Buy the fish.
Yeah.
Anyway, this, tell me how you got into this.
Well, I'm going to go back to my daughter here, who's a huge Harry Potter fan.
Okay.
And she was had tons of movie memorabilia. And if you're familiar with Harry Potter, they all got their own little special character magic wands. They all got a...
Right.
So, and she had several already of the characters. So I thought it'd be kind of neat to make her one. So I went out back. I had an old Dremel laying around. I went out back. I had a big walnut tree.
What's a Dremel?
A Dremel. It's a...
Dremel?
Power tool. Yeah, Dremel.
Power tool. I don't know what power tools are, so go ahead.
But I used a Dremel. I cut a piece of walnut off of a tree out back.
Okay.
And she has a favorite mythical character on Harry Potter, which is called the, I'm going to draw a blank on it.
The Tomcat or anything close to that? Or?
Oh, she's going
to
kill me.
Well, that's okay. We'll come back to it.
Anyway, so this...
a character.
I carved this mythical beast on the wand, and I'll send you pictures of it.
Good.
And she loved it, so I ended up carving her three more different types. And then
how old was she now when this?
Oh, that she was. That's 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago. So
she's, 8 or so.
No, she's 34 now. So
well, she's more than 8 then, probably. But
yeah.
Anyway, she was an adult.
Yeah, she was an adult. So she loved them, and I ended up carving her three or four more. Then my son asked me, because we both fish and hunt a lot.
Yeah, Dad, you do it for her.
Carved me a crappie. So I carved a crappie, and it turned out pretty good. And, I was happy with it. There's a lot of mistakes in it, but, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I'd never carved a fish before. And I showed it to a friend of mine at work. And she was friends with Carlton Wing, Representative Carlton Wing. And
okay.
Do you know?
I know who you are. So,
but he has an outdoor production company that he does fishing shows and that sort of thing. And he called me and said, hey, I'd like to have you on my show to talk about this.
Sure.
I had one fish. Had the one fish done.
Wow.
So I think it was in January then, session was in. And he said, we'll plan it and do it in August, come out and film it in August, and then the show will air in October.
All right.
So it was January then, so I got busy, and I carved 5-6 more fish.
Wow.
So by the time he came, I had a...
You had an onslaught of fish there. You had a... Yeah.
So I joined all the... did his show with it, and...
Hey, let's stop right there, because we had to take a little break for a commercial anyway, but... just remember where you're at, and you might want to write it down because I know at your age, things like this you need to write down, or mine too, as the story goes.
More for you than me.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to be back with my good friend, Mr. Danny Harris here, and Danny's going to tell us about that string of fish that you carved in the beginning. You said about 5 or 6?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, it was actually 2, Danny. Your wife told me it was actually 2. But we're going to come back in just a moment. So we'll be back here with Tom Cass with my friend Danny Harris.
Do you hate waking up in the mornings? I know I do. That's why today's sponsor, strongcoffeecompany.com, is totally relevant to us and our show here at Sweet Pea Productions. We literally live off coffee, and we couldn't do this job without it. But the difference between regular coffees and Strong Coffee Company is that they're like a health conscious thing. So they have like these special proteins in the coffee that actually make you not crash later on, which is a huge, huge deal. You know, if you're a caffeine addict like me, you know that like afternoon push is just horrible. So they have special coffees that have these special proteins that actually don't cause crashes and are good for you. So if you would like to get 20% off your first order, go to strongcoffeecompany.com/discounts/tomcast and use our promo code to get 20% off. And it also helps us here at the channel so we can keep buying more coffee and keep making videos for you. Have a great day.
Welcome, everybody. This is Tom Wilkins and Tom Cast, my dear, dear friend over here. And something smells fishy around here. Look at this beautiful fish in front of me right here. Danny actually carved that fish and has carved tons of them since then. But we're going to go back to our story. Okay. As we left off, you were going to carve some fish for who?
Well, I was carving for myself, but I wanted to have more for Carlton Wing, Representative okay. Carlton Wing, for his show. I think it was called Live Bait.
Yeah, he had a production company and was doing a bunch.
It was
of
a national. Stuff. It was a national show, so it was nationwide. Okay. And then he also had a show locally that he's changed now, and I'm gonna have to look up the name. But he's got a local show in Arkansas.
Okay. Too.
And so he ran it on both the segment on both shows. But I was obsessed with wood carving at that right. time. And I started joining a lot of Facebook wood carving groups. And I met one guy online that kind of took me under his wing. And David's his name. And so we'd message back and forth. And if I needed to question something, he would answer. And then he sent me a ton of patterns and just kind of helped me through, taught me things that I needed to know.
Was there a class online or anything?
Just YouTube videos.
Well, so there are people out there that do this kind of stuff besides you. I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But he talked me into going. He said, man, he goes, I've taught guys, he taught workshops. And he said, I've taught guys that have gone to workshops and won world titles. That
are near as good as you.
Yeah. So he said, you need to go enter the World Taxidermy Fish Carving Championship. So I did. I signed up, checked it out, signed up, entered, and it was in St. Louis, and went up with two fish, a largemouth bass and a big crappie, and I entered the novice division.
All right.
I didn't know what I was doing, didn't know what to expect, and I ended up winning a best of show for the bass in the first place. And then the crappie got a second place. So I started I was carving one after another. And the World Taxidermy and Fish Carving Championship is every 2 years. So I was gearing up for.
Where is it held normally? Or
well, that year it was held in St. Louis, but they had some issues with the hotel, so they moved it. The last year, 2024, was in Coralville, Iowa.
Okay.
And so because I had won a best of show, I had to move up in the categories, which was intermediate. And so I went to the 2024 show with this guy here and a brown trout.
This
particular fish here.
Okay.
And a brown trout, which you'll see in a minute. And what else did I have? Oh, I had a crappie. And the bluegill ended up winning best of show in first place in the intermediate division. And then the brown trout won second in the cold water division in the intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was next, if they have another one, we're not sure if they're going to have another one because the guy that owned it, Breakthrough Magazine, is retiring. So we're not real sure if they're going to have another one. But if they do, then I had to move up to the open division, which is the top where the big guys play. So,
now, can you make money at these competitions?
It's not much at the competitions. There wasn't any money in the novice or intermediate, but the open divisions have small prizes. It's more of a braggadocious. When are we gonna put that name in there?
Well, that's twice you've used it now. So we got one more time you have to use that word.
So it's more of a bragging rights type deal, plus world title. I mean, there's people from all over the world, literally all over the world that come to sing. And I made friends with guys in Sweden, Iceland, the UK, Germany. I've got guys all over the world that I'm friends with that follow me on my YouTube channel.
So now you have friends now. 25 years ago, you had like two friends that I know of. Now you've got all this plethora all around the world of friends. Go ahead, I didn't mean to.
But that's our, But I had one guy from Iceland message me, and he didn't speak English. And I'm going to butcher his name because it took me a month to learn how to say it. His name was Vak Ingufsson.
You know him too.
Yeah.
Ein Hupar. Good guy. Yeah. Doesn't speak a lot of English, though. Yes.
Pretty broken English.
Yes.
But he messaged me in a Facebook group, and he had been carving this giant salmon, Atlantic salmon.
Oh, wow.
And he wanted me to paint it. And I said, well, I don't know. I've got a lot going on, of work going on. And he was just persistent. He would not stop.
Okay.
And we started messaging, using Messenger back and forth. In Facebook, on the group, you'd have to hit translation to read what he was saying.
Kind of like with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
scroll underneath.
Icelandic, and you hit translation, and you could read it.
Right.
Well, when we started in Messenger, all of a sudden, it's perfect English.
Really?
And there's no translation. I was like, how's he doing that? So we messaged back and forth there for what seemed like forever, and I'm still turning him down. And finally, I get a message from another guy, and he said, his name was, I'm going to butcher it too, Bergthor Johansson.
You did butcher that.
Yeah.
Johansson. Yeah. Go ahead.
But anyway, so he messaged me. He said, hey, can I call you? And I said, yeah, sure. He said, I'm a friend of Vox. Can I call you? Well, turns out when I would send the message to Vox, Vox would send it to Bergthor, who speaks English, and he would translate it, send it back to Vox, and then Vox would send it to me. And so it was going back and forth between him.
What the heck was going on?
Well, I didn't know until he told me. So now we know. But I ended up thinking, you know what, this would be a cool story. It's an international deal.
Yeah.
And I was kind of in between fish. And, well, I had one going, but I could put on hold because it wasn't a commission. And so he sent it, shipped it to me. It cost him $1,200 to ship it.
Oh.
And got it over here and got hung up in customs because it didn't have the type of wood it was. And he had it insured for $20,000 and customs said, well, you're going to have power of attorney to take over something like that. So he's going to have to hire an attorney here in the U.S. So he said, now, if it's only $2,500, we can ship it right there. And what he'd done is he had insured it for $20,000. And I texted him back, a message, tell him it was worth $2,500. You can still keep the insurance on it for the $20,000, but just tell him it's only worth $2,500. So
right.
I did, and then I was able to pick it up.
So are they coming after you now for lying to him? Okay.
No.
All right.
But I ended up painting it, and I made a YouTube video out of it.
Really?
And shipped it back to him, and he opened it. There's a big sporting goods store over there, kind of like America's Bass Pro Shop for Iceland. So we had this big reveal in the store with all these people around to open it, and he broke down and started crying. It was it's pretty cool. He was really, and he had seen little snippets and pictures of it, but he didn't see it in person.
So do you have one of those big spray things?
Airbrush. I use an airbrush quite a bit, but here recently I do everything by hand.
That was a house painter. I was.
No, this was all. I did airbrush some of it. Some of it was done by hand.
How long did it take you to do something like that?
On his, it took about 2-3 weeks, I guess. Because I only get to work on it like for a couple hours a day after work. and then on weekends.
So Tina's in the kitchen going, Danny, are you done with that fish?
Because I was doing it on the kitchen table.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, she's going to give me some evil eyes over there.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it was, but I was doing it at the kitchen table at the time. I did a lot of it outside, too, on my front porch is where I caught it.
So now it's more than a hobby.
It's more than a hobby. I've started, a friend of mine, Brad Fryer, called me. And because he'd asked me about, because I had done the rainbow trout and a brown trout, and he'd asked me if I was selling them. I said, well, I'm not selling them yet because I'm trying to get enough together to have some kind of little display or something.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but when I do sell them, I'll let you know. And when I decided to sell them, I called Brad. I said, Brad, do you still want the brown trout and or the rainbow? And he said, yeah, and I want the brown trout and the crappie too.
Really?
So the crappie is the one that had won second place in the world event. And so, and I've known Brad for 40 years. And so I was glad that he got him.
Sure.
And, we set up and meet him, and he asked me what I wanted for him. And I gave him a price, and I think it was $800 or something like that.
Minimal.
Yeah.
For your time.
And he was like, sure. He said, that's not enough. That's not enough. Your work, because I didn't know how to price it.
Yeah,
and so we talked about it a little bit and settled on a price. I think it was $1,500. Ended up on or $1,700.
Okay,
and he said it's worth it to me. He said I'm looking at it as an investment. He said someday when my great-great-grandkids are old and find these dusty in an attic somewhere and they take them to the Antiques Roadshow, they're going to be worth $80,000.
And that's the truth. So, yeah.
But I had this, the bluegill and the brown trout that had won in the 2024. They were in a museum. I had a museum, Wingate Museum at Hendricks.
Okay.
Called me and asked me if I would, they was doing a display on fisheries conservation in Arkansas, and they needed some 3D stuff, so he asked me if I could display there, so sure. I did. And I had seven or eight pieces in it, five pieces, including the bluegill and the brown trout. And when it was over, I made a post on Facebook that I'm going to be selling them as soon as the museum was over.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibit was over. And Brad immediately was one of the first ones to reply. He goes, I want the brown trout and the bluegill. So we set up and got it. He's already paid me for them, and I still got them.
So, wow.
But he was been in Colorado elk hunting, so, but yeah, he's back now. So I'll probably take him to him here in the next few days.
Well, and you've done other things besides fish, of course.
Yeah, I've done a couple ducks. I've done a deer. And
a deer?
Yeah,
a deer. How big was?
Oh, the deer's not.
Oh, it's a small.
Yeah, it's just like
a replica of a big deer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What else? Oh, a hummingbird that.
Whoa.
I gave to my wife, but we ended up giving it to my sister because she was in the hospital and she always wanted one, or she was begging me to carve her one. So my wife was kind enough to. While she was in the hospital, we took it to her in the hospital. So,
all right. Well, that very interesting stuff. We're going to have to go pretty soon here because, quite honestly, we don't have enough tape in the camera to talk about your career here. But maybe we can have you back. I hope you can come back again some other time. We can get in some of the other carvings. And, of course, you can show me the picture that you photoshopped me with President Trump in.
Okay, I can do that.
And, you know, little things like that, but... We are going to try, and also when this is all said and done, we're going to take a photo of the carvings that you have brought in here because they're just, this table wasn't big enough. And how many do you have in stock at the house?
This is all of them.
This is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I've got a couple at work that's just sitting there.
So this is a good time if Tina's ever going to rearrange furniture. She's got more places to arrange it now before you go.
I've got my little man cave room that...
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's great. Danny, been great having you here, my friend. And we can, when we come back another episode, we'll talk about a wrestling career and
I can tell a funny story about that.
We'll call Tony on the phone and say, Tony, Elvis, how you doing?
Yeah.
great guy. But what an interesting life you've led, and so far, and it's you still have 2/3 of your life left since you've lost all this weight.
Yeah, I hope.
That's like the doctor told me. Remember, yeah. I told you that earlier. He says, you want to live another 10 years? I says, starting when? So, isn't that the truth? Health is very important. We can talk about that someday because we've opened on that journey.
Yeah.
This is Tom Wilkins with TomCast. And please like, subscribe, take a loan out to send us money if you want to see more of this stuff. Or you can just like and subscribe, and you know what all that stuff means, right?
Yeah,
I don't. Can you?
Can we mention my YouTube channel?
Well, I'm waiting for it right now. Just look at this camera.
Oh, okay. Here. It's Denny Harris Arts on YouTube, and I also have a Facebook page on carving. That's Wild Impressions Wood Carving by Denny Harris. So check it out.
Well, we'll be sure to edit all that out, Denny. That he's just thank you for being here. It's been my pleasure reuniting. We don't get together very often, and it seems to me the last time we went to a wrestling match, I paid too. So yeah. You're probably due to have Susan and I come over to something.
We went to the wrestling match and
Globetrotter
basketball game.
It was a Globetrotter there.
On the wrong
day. Well, that was my fault, I guess. But anyway, this is Tom Wilkins with TomCast. Danny, thanks for being here. We'll see you next episode.